You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Just a quick note before I get into this demo about moving and deleting. After I finished the actual original recording of moving and deleting apps on your Apple TV, it suddenly occurred to me that this would be a good opportunity to also talk about switching between apps on your Apple TV via the app switcher and also being able to close down the apps. So I've actually put the app switcher in at the end of the demo concerning moving, deleting, and checking your storage of apps. So in the intro you're about to hear, I'm going to be talking about moving, deleting, and checking storage. Just keep in mind, at the end of the recording, I'm also going to talk about the app switcher. But with that said, I'll let you get on to listening to the rest of my demo. Welcome to this Apple TV 4th generation demonstration. And in this demo, I'm going to show you how to move apps around on your home screen so you can reorder them a bit better. And also the ability to be able to delete apps if you wish, and or to be able to check how much storage your apps are taking up on your Apple TV. Now, before I get into that, I did a demo previously to this one on my feed about purchasing apps from the Apple TV App Store. And when I was going in there today of this recording, they've changed the layout slightly. You've now got categories down the left-hand side that you can actually flick down, and then you can flick across to see what apps that you've purchased are in each of those categories. So I'm just going to show you that quickly. I'm not going to purchase any more apps. I just want to show you the new layout, just in case you get confused about listening to my previous demo. So I'm on the top row of my home screen. I've got the Siri remote in my hand, and on the touchscreen or the trackpad part of the remote, I'm just going to flick to the right, of course, using VoiceOver.
App Store, row 1, column 3.
Okay, so I'm on App Store. And if I flick back to the left just for a bit of orientation.
TV shows, row 1, column 2. Movies, row 1, column 1.
Okay, so now I'm going to flick back to the right.
TV shows, App Store.
And click on App Store.
App Store, search, tab, 3 of 3.
Okay, now if I flick back to the middle tab at the moment.
Purchased. Tab,
which is purchased,
2 of 3.
And I click on that.
Recent purchases, 26. Button, 1 of 3.
So we've got recent purchases button, 26. So if I flick to the right.
Crossy Road, Endless Arcade Hopper, 1 of 26.
Okay, these are all my recent purchases. If I flick back to the left.
Recent purchases, 26. Button, 1 of 3.
And flick down.
Recently updated, 18. Button.
Okay, now I can see my recently updated apps. So if I flick to the right.
Poster. 1 of 36.
Poster.
Button. Crossy Road.
Crossy
Endless
Roads,
Arcade Hopper.
Etc. Bert
so poster.
I flick back to the left.
Recently updated. 18.
And back to recently
two
updated.
3.
If I flick one more down.
All apps. 26. Button.
Okay,
3
this
of
is
3.
All apps. And basically, before, when I did the demo yesterday, if I flick to the right.
White Noise. 1 of 26.
These were all the apps that I currently had of the time of that recording yesterday. So I don't know if it's changed because I've now got all apps and they're updating. But this is the new way it's now running, now that I've got apps and updates running now. So flick back to the left.
All apps, 26. Button, 3 of 3.
And if I flick down.
Categories. Entertainment.
So here's the categories. Entertainment.
Button, 1 of 9.
So I've currently got 5 entertainment apps in my purchased items, so I flick to the right.
10 play, 4 of 5, button.
Okay, 10 play, etc. Now remember, these are the purchased apps. These are not the ones that I've currently got installed. My installed ones are just sitting on my home screen. So I flip back to the left.
Categories, entertainment, 5, button,
so
1 of 9.
So as I said, I've got 5 entertainment apps.
Games,
flick down.
11, button,
I've got 11 games.
Health and fitness, 2, button.
Health and fitness,
3 of 9.
2.
Music, 1.
Music, 1.
But news, 1.
News, 1.
But photo and video,
photo
1.
And video,
button.
1.
Social networking, 1. Button. 7 of 9.
And that's 7 of 9. 8 of 9.
Utilities.
Utilities.
2.
2.
Button. 8 of 9.
And last one.
Weather, 2. Button. 9 of 9.
So, for example, weather, I flick to the right.
Carrot weather.
Carrot
talking
weather.
Talking forecast robot. The weather channel
and
weather.
The weather channel.
Dark.
So
carrot
flip
weather
left.
Categories. Weather, 2. Button. 9 of 9.
OK,
Okay, and that's basically it. So just remember at the top now, if I flick up.
Oops, for new news, help games, enter all app, recently, recent purchases, 26, button, 1 of 3.
Okay, so you got recent purchases.
Recently updated.
18,
all apps, all 26. Apps,
and then
categories.
You've got the categories.
5.
With the button, different apps.
1 of 9.
Being laid out to the right of it in a grid. So you can see what you've got. So it's a little bit easier now to find your purchased apps in these categories. Okay, so let me just now go back to my home screen. It's going to press my home button on the remote, which is the button on the right-hand side at the top above the volume rectangular button.
App Store, Home, App Store, Row 1, Column 3.
Okay, and I'm going to flick down.
Computers, Row 2, Column 3.
And flick down again.
My Tuna Free, Row 3, Column 3.
Now, what I want to do is I want to put my apps, which are more of the non-game ones, up the top of my Apple TV screen, and I'll leave the boys with their games towards down the bottom. So I'm going to move my Tuna, which is an app that has Australian radio stations in it. So to move an app, you basically click and hold on the trackpad. So I'm going to push it and click it, hold it in.
Moving my Tuna Free.
Now press it says moving my Tuna Free. And as you heard, I can press the play pause button to delete, or I can flick up, flick down, flick right and left to move it anywhere on the home screen. So if I flick up.
Before computers, row 2, column 3.
Okay, so it says before computers. So I flick up again.
Before App Store, row 1, column 3.
I can even stick it right on top where traditionally we had or have got at the moment. Movies, TV shows and so on, but I don't want to do that. Flick down.
After row 2, column 3.
And if I flick to the right.
After computers, row 2, column 4.
Okay, I'm putting it after computers, row 2, column 4. So to move it, I just click on the trackpad.
Row 2, column 4.
And I flick to the left.
Computers, row 2, column 3.
And I flick to the right.
My Tuna Free, row
that's
2,
my Tuna Free.
Column 4.
Now flick to the right.
Nanosaur 2,
that's
row 2,
one of my
column
boys'
5.
Games. And that's it for that row because it's a 5-column row. Flick down.
The weather. Row 3, column 5.
Okay, that's weather. So I'm going to move that one and I'm going to push over the Nano Dinosaur one. So click and hold on the trackpad.
Moving the weather.
Flick up.
Before Nanosaur 2, row 2, column 5.
Before Nanosaur 2, which is exactly what I want. So I'm going to click the trackpad again.
Row 2, column 5.
And let's have a look. Flick back to the left.
My Tuna Free.
That's my Tuna Free. Flick to the right.
The weather. Row 2, column 5.
Perfect. So if I flick over to the first column.
Compute settings. Row 2, search.
To search and flick down.
Nanosaur 2.
Yep, there's Nanosaur 2 now on the third row, column 1. So let me flick to the right.
Netflix.
And Netflix is next. So I'm going to quickly move Netflix. I'm going to push and hold.
Moving Netflix.
And release and flick to
press
the left.
Before Nanosaur 2.
Before Nanosaur
2.
Row
3, column 1.
Flick the trackpad again.
Row 3, column 1.
And let's have a look.
Nanosaur 2.
Yep, flick back to the left.
Netflix.
Yep,
Row 3, column 1.
And I'll do one more. Let's flick to the right again.
Nanosaur 2.
That's fine.
Altos
game.
Game. Battle.
Game.
Beat Sports.
Beat Sports.
Row
3, that's the end of it.
Column 5.
Down to row 4,
Edge
column
X.
5.
Row 4, column 5.
That's fine.
Ocean Horn.
That's fine.
Cartoon TV.
That's fine.
Carrot Weather.
Carrot Weather.
Row 4, column 2.
I'm going to put Carrot Weather up next to Netflix, so I'm going to push and hold.
Moving Carrot Weather.
And flick up.
Press before Nanosaur 2, row 3, column 2.
Before Nanosaur 2 should be perfect, so I'm going to click on the trackpad again.
Row 3, column 2.
Flick to the left.
Netflix.
And there
row
we go,
3,
Netflix.
Carrot Weather.
Carrot Weather.
Nanosaur 2.
Nanosaur
row
2.
Row 3, column
now,
3.
Now, to move an app, you push and hold on the trackpad to hear it say moving, release the trackpad. You flick up, down, left to right to position where you want it to. And of course, if you're moving to the right, it's going to be to the right. If you're moving to the left, it's going to be to the left. Up and down to move between rows. And then just press the trackpad again, and it'll take you out of moving mode and put that icon, or in this case, my utility programs, where I want them on my home screen. And to delete an app, I'm going to flick down to Angry Basket that I downloaded in my last purchased demo.
Cartoon Shadow
right
Magic, Crossy Road. Row 6, column 1.
Okay, row 6, column 1, and I've only got one there, which is Crossy Road, so I'm going to flick
Mr.
up.
Mr. Jump.
And flick
row
to the right.
Raymond
and
Shadow
Angry
Basket.
There it
Twitch.
Is. Whoops.
Angry Baskets.
There we go.
Row 5, column 4.
Row 5, column 4, and I'm going to delete this one, so I'm going to push and hold again on the trackpad as if I'm moving it.
Moving Angry Baskets.
Okay, this time.
Press play to delete.
It says press play to delete. Of course, the play pause button is the bottom of the grouper three on the left-hand side. So the top one's menu, middle one's a Siri button, and the bottom one here is the play pause button on your Siri remote. So press that now.
Delete Angry Baskets. When you delete Angry Baskets, you'll also delete all of its data. Delete button.
Okay, so when you delete Angry Baskets, the name of the app, delete all its data, are you sure? And we've got delete. If I flick down,
cancel.
We've got cancel. So if we're going to flip back up,
delete.
And I'm going to press delete.
Angry, remove Angry Baskets from Game Center. You will no longer be listed on the leaderboards for Angry Baskets. Remove button.
To remove Angry Baskets from the Game Center, remove, flick down.
Keep button.
Or keep. So flick back up.
Remove button.
And click on remove.
Twitch TV. Row 5, column 4.
So that's now gone because it's moved, it's brought Twitch TV, which was to the right of it, back onto that column position now. So I flick back to the left.
Shadow Magic. Row 5, column 3.
Which means my Crossy Razor that I've just bought should have come up from row 6 and now be at the end of row 5, column 5. So let's have a look. Flick to the right.
Twitch TV. Crossy Road. Row 5, column 5.
Exactly. So if I try and flick down anymore, I can't go anymore. So I've now got a 5x5 grid of apps at the moment. So that's basically how to remove and delete apps. Let me show you where you can go and check how much storage apps are taking up. And it's normally listed from largest to smallest amount of storage being taken up. And that's also where you can also delete apps if you wish as well. So we need to go to settings. So I'm going to flick up.
Eject, battle, the weather, music, row 1, column 5.
And I went too far, so I flicked down.
The weather. Row 2, column 5.
Okay, row 2, column 5, so I flicked to the left.
My tuner free. Computers. Settings.
Okay, there's
row
my 2, settings.
Column 2.
And click on settings.
Settings. General. Button.
Okay, I need to click on
1
general.
1 of 9. General. About. Button.
And
1 of 6.
And we need to flick down to usage.
Screensaver. Sleep after. Accessibility. Restrictions. Privacy. Siri. About Siri and usage. Manage storage. Button. 1 of 1.
Okay, usage manage storage. Click on that.
Storage. APPS. Osinhorn. 189.5 megabytes.
So that's
1 of
using
17.
The largest amount of megabytes. If I flick down.
Shadowmatic.
Shadowmatic.
181.9 megabytes. 181. Beat Sports.
Beat Sports.
176.8 megabytes. Rayman Adventures.
Oops.
Beat Sports. 176 megabytes.
176.
Rayman Adventures.
Rayman Adventures.
135.9 megabytes. Crossy Road.
Crossy Road.
Manasaur 2.
Altos
Event. Battle. Mr. Jump. Twid. Edge X. Netflix. Cartoon T. Martuna. Carrot Weather. The Weather. YouTube. 733 kilobytes.
YouTube.
17 of 17.
Kilobytes. And as you can tell, Angry Basket is no longer listed there because I did it from my home screen. So if you want to get rid of any of these, so for example,
the weather,
I flick up,
4.1 megabytes,
okay, I'm going to get rid
16
of
17.
Weather because I'm not using Carrot Weather.
Actions
so
available.
If I click on it,
are you sure you want to delete the weather? Delete.
Okay,
button.
If you want to delete weather, delete, flick down.
Cancel. Button.
Or cancel. So same process as deleting. Actually, let me just try.
Storage. YouTube. 733.
So if you ever wanted to delete from this screen because you found one that's absolutely huge and you might want to get rid of it, although honestly the way that apps are managed on the Apple TV storage-wise is pretty good. So to run out of storage very easily is going to be fairly hard, I would imagine, of course depending on how many apps you use. But if you want to delete them from the usage screen, you basically click on one of them. So we're currently sitting on YouTube, so if I click on the trackpad...
Are you sure you want to delete YouTube? Delete.
Are you sure you want to delete YouTube? That's the delete button. I click on it or
cancel.
Cancel.
Button.
And I'm assuming if it's also got information on Game Center, you'll be asked whether you want to remove or keep that stuff on Game Center as well. So same deal as deleting apps from the actual home screen. So I'm going to click on cancel.
Storage.
So I'm just going to press my
Altos Adventure. Settings. Row 2. Column 2.
And that completes this demonstration of moving apps around on your home screen, basically pushing and holding on the trackpad until you hear it say moving, or voiceover say moving. Flicking left, right, up or down to move the icon or app where you want to put it. And then simply clicking the trackpad again to leave the icon in that particular spot. And then, of course, two ways of deleting. You can delete when you're moving apps around on your home screen by, again, pushing and holding, and then you hear voiceover say moving. And you can press the play pause button to delete the app. And of course, it's going to say, do you want to delete or cancel? And choose one of them. Or when you're in settings, general usage, i.e. manage storage, then you can up and down through the apps that take up the most space from largest to smallest. When you get to the one you may want to get rid of, clicking on the trackpad will bring up the delete or cancel options for you. One little thing I wanted to add on to the end of this demo about moving and deleting apps was actually switching between currently running apps on your Apple TV and being able to close them down. So I'm currently still sitting at my home screen. So to bring up the app switcher on the Apple TV is very similar or exactly the same as the app switcher on your iPhone, Apple Touch or iPad, and that's pressing the home button twice. I'll do that now. One, two.
Tweet. Actions available.
Okay, it said actions available. That was the tweet, as in the tweet network. So I flick to the left.
Home. 1 of 23.
That's home, and I've currently got 23, actions available. Or actually 22, including the home item, running program. So I flick to the right.
Tweet. TV. 2 of 23.
2 of 23. Flick actions to the right. Actions
about computers.
Computers.
3 of 23. Carrot weather.
Carrot weather.
4 of 20. Mr. Jump.
Mr. Jump.
5 of 23.
And I'm pretty sure the rest of the items running actions are available. All White Boys games. So to activate one, let's do that one first. It is the default action. So I flick back to the left.
Carrot weather.
And 4 of 23. If I want to just go to carrot weather, I can
actions
just
available.
Click on the trackpad. Selected.
Spinning up weather generator.
Button.
It's raining. Rain. It's pouring.
Current temperature. 20 degrees. 30%. N/A.
Okay.
Precip percent.
And I'm just going to do visibility. A two-finger touch on the screen to keep it quiet. Okay, so that's basically how to go back into an app from the app switcher. And I'm going to press it again. One, two.
Tweet. Actions available.
Okay, so we're back on Tweet.
Actions available.
Now, Tweet should now be the official second run of the list since I just ran Carrot Weather. So if I flick to the left.
Carrot Weather.
There's Carrot Weather.
2 of 23.
2 of 23. Flick to the left again.
Home.
There's Home.
1 of 23.
So let's see, for example, this time actions I want to available. Actually shut down Carrot Weather. So I flick to the right.
Carrot Weather. Carrot 2 weather. Of 23. Actions okay. Available.
And actions available. So now if I use my rotor.
Actions.
And I just did a two-finger rotate to actions. If I do a flick up or flick down, it doesn't really matter.
Close app.
That's close app. Flick up again.
Select. Default action.
That's the default action if I was going to press the trackpad in to select the default option, which is open up app. So I'm going to flick up.
Close app.
And I'm going to close it by just clicking on that on the trackpad.
Closing Carrot Weather. So Carrot Weather.
Close it,
2 of 22. Actions available. Tweet TV.
So Tweet actions TV available. Should now come into the second option in the list. So if I flick to the right.
Computers. 3 of 22.
That's 3 of 22. Flick to the left.
Tweet TV.
There's Tweet.
2 of 22.
Flick to the left again.
Home. And 1 of 22.
So flick to the right.
Tweet. Computers.
And
3 of 22.
Let me just do computers.
I'm actions available.
And that's a habit that I've got on the iPhone because the actions item should be already active on the rotor and it's not. If I do a two-finger rotate around.
Actions.
There's actions. If I do a two-finger rotate again.
Direct touch.
Direct touch, etc. So let me do a two-finger rotate back.
Actions.
Clockwise. So actions, flick up.
Close app.
And click.
Closing computers. Computers. 3 of 21.
And of course, to come out of the app switcher,
actions available.
I'm just going to press the Twitch, home button.
TV. Act, nana, home. Nanosaur 2. Row 3. Column 5.
Okay, so there we go. That's a quick little demo of using the app switcher with the home button twice. And then clicking on the trackpad to reopen an app if you flick left and right through the app switcher items. And also being able to do a two-finger rotate round to actions and then a flick up to close, click on that and that will shut down the app completely. And then of course when you're in the app switcher via the home button twice, pressing the home button will take you back to your home screen. So that completes this full demonstration now of moving, deleting, checking storage and using the app switcher. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.